Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me at the same time on the River Talk Radio Network, and that is a new radio station signal, 94.9 plus 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, five different radio station signals with the River Talk Radio Network. 94.9, that's the new one, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, 1290, 1430. It is the audio path of totality, and boy, we are growing by leaps and bounds in the Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable activity, including the great video of a stunt car driver in the General Lee, if you know the Dukes of Hazzard, and what he did on Main Street in Kentucky in this one town. That it was just amazing. Leaped over this water fountain. The water fountain, they had it, the color dye was blue. It actually goes through the top of the fountain, the water. Incredible, incredible video. Lands on the other side, almost kills a camera person. It's an amazing video. And we have that posted, or excuse me, pinned, I guess is the right word. We have that pinned at the top of our Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5. So go there, take a look at it. And I got to warn you, the one thing that's missing is the car horn for the General Lee. For whatever the reason, they don't have that. I can't do that. But they don't have that. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is not only so you can see the video. Again, it is pinned. The Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you like us. Tomorrow, we have scheduled the company that does these stunt car performances, and this is the company that was responsible for the General Lee going over and actually through the water fountain in Kentucky. I have one of the main people with this organization scheduled tomorrow morning live right here on Big Willie 105.5. So if you know anyone who loves the Dukes of Hazzard, who loves the General Lee, who loves any of that whole scene, the guest tomorrow, you are going to love. You're going to love. It's going to be fantastic. It really is. All right, thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. By the way, the show is Dimitri, live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Now, Thursdays and Fridays, on Big Willie 105.5, we go back to our great country music, Morgan Wallen and all the others, Riley Green and all the rest. We do the best of on the River Talk Radio Network. We call it Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local because encore sounds better than repeat, because encore we think is French, or it sounds French, and we're trying to class up the show as well as best we can. So Thursdays and Fridays, it'll be encore presentations of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, except it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Again, the new radio station signal, 94.9 FM, 94.9 FM, plus 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, five radio station signals for Dimitri live and dangerously local, even though it's encore, Thursdays and Fridays. So definitely enjoy. If you've just joined us, you missed incredible interviews. Carly Dittmar, who I love. I love this woman. She is from Fulton. She is a citizen journalist. I call her the Fulton Flash. And she does not pull any punches. She tells you exactly the way it is. She tells you the names. She just doesn't hold back. And she is terrific. And she is actually trying to help these homeless people, exposing how all of these homeless organizations that supposedly care about them, no one is stepping up to manage that camp. I reached out to the city. I said, pay me. I'll manage the thing. I'll do a great job with that thing. And they said, oh, no, we're not going to pay for that. That's got to come from one of the homeless advocates. None of them have done it. And Carly Dittmar's documenting this, taking pictures of how horrible it is there, and even talking with these poor people. And they end up, the city of Wheeling and the homeless advocates end up blaming her because she's exposing their shortcomings. Carly Dittmar's the hero in this thing. This citizen journalist is the hero here. And shame on the local media, and shame on city council, and shame on the homeless advocates who are trying to demonize her. She's exposing the shortcomings. All this money that we've been donating and, you know, giving and allocating for homeless this, homeless that, and we have that sort of encampment, and the city will not pay for a manager. I know, because I tried. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Also, we had Lou Vargo join us at the beginning of the show. Live exclusive interview, director of Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. This is one of the great guys. I am so impressed with the work that this man has done with the flash flooding, the terrible tragedy, 9 lost souls, my God, and homes and businesses and everything. It's unbelievable. Lou Vargo. And I asked him again this morning, why no major disaster declaration? Because if anybody would have heard, it would have been Lou Vargo. It has been weeks. Think about this. Try to wrap your mind around this. It has been weeks since this terrible tragedy, the flash flooding on June, was it 14th? I think the 14th, Saturday. And still no major disaster declaration from the feds, from FEMA, from the president. Meanwhile, Kerr County, Texas, where they had that horrible flash flood tragedy and all those poor children, oh my God, it's heartbreaking. Donald Trump, in fact, let me read this to you. Donald J. Trump, almost immediately after that terrible flash flood tragedy with all those poor children, almost immediately, this is what he stated. President Trump, I just signed a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas, to ensure that our brave first responders immediately have the resources they need. These families are enduring an unimaginable tragedy with many lost lives and many still missing. The Trump administration continues to work closely with state and local leaders. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem was on the ground yesterday with Governor Greg Abbott, who is working hard to help the people of his great state. Our incredible U.S. Coast Guard, together with state first responders, have saved more than 850 lives. God bless the families, and God bless Texas. And God bless President Trump for doing this. I think that's great. Why not us? He signed a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas, as he should have. Absolutely agree with him. But why not us? We also had a flash flood. We also had many people die. 9, for God's sake. Homes wiped away. Businesses wiped away, firehouses destroyed, bridges, lives, careers, everything. We're still dealing with the after effects. And yet no major disaster declaration for Ohio County, West Virginia? They got one for Kerr County, Texas, as they should have right away. I think that's great. But if the president can sign a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas, which he did, why can't he do the same for Ohio County, West Virginia? Flash flooding, loss of life. We were told we had to sign forms and do surveys and do the paperwork to see if maybe we could get a major disaster declaration. How many people in Kerr County, Texas, do you think had to sign surveys and forms to get that immediate major disaster declaration? How many do you think? I'm guessing none. Meanwhile, we're still here begging, and this is the heart of MAGA Nation. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. Picture the map of the eastern part of Ohio, all of West Virginia, southwestern Pennsylvania, and the most western part of Maryland. Every county, red. You have to go to Stark County or to Athens County in Ohio from the line from Pennsylvania before you find a blue county. Every county in West Virginia, all 55, red. The counties at the westernmost part of the panhandle of Maryland, red. Washington County, Pennsylvania, Greene County, Fayette County, red. This is the heart of MAGA Nation. And still no major disaster declaration. Are you friggin' kidding me? Nine deaths doesn't do it? What I'm going to do now is something that everyone in the local media should have been doing almost from day one. And yet they're all terrified to do this. They don't want to do this. They don't want to deal with this. But I will. Where the hell are our United States senators? We have two of them in West Virginia, both Republican, both endorsed by Donald Trump. We've got Shelley Moore Capito, and we've got Jim Justice, United States senators, each of whom has a special relationship in one form or another with the President of the United States. Shelley Moore Capito is the fourth most powerful member of the United States Senate. When the Senate leader was Mitch McConnell, that Kentucky decaying cadaver, she would always stand on his right-hand side for his news conferences. She is the fourth most powerful in the Senate. Jim Justice is a family friend of the Trumps. Trump endorsed him for United States Senate. And where's our congressman? Riley Moore. I warned you about this guy. I warned you about him. You might know him better as Rick Rattler, the head of the musical group Rattler that is all about demonization and doing terrible things to very, very young women and cocaine and extolling the virtues of Satan worship and everything else. Or you might know him better as Riley McGowan Moore, that guy in Fairfax County, Virginia, with 18 counts on his rap sheet and God knows how many other rap sheets in other counties around the Beltway. I warned you about this guy. And he happens to be the favorite nephew of Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator, fourth most powerful in the Senate. What the hell are these people doing? All three of them, Congressman Riley Moore, United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito, his aunt, and United States Senator Jim Justice, good family friend of the Trumps, all three of them. Are you telling me these three people, these representatives in Washington, D.C., don't have enough clout to get FEMA to issue a major disaster declaration, to have the president issue a major disaster declaration for what happened with the flooding here in Ohio County, West Virginia? Are you friggin' kidding me? What Shelley Moore Capito has been doing is working behind the scenes to get another job for another one of her relatives, this time her son. She was working behind the scenes and got him a job as United States attorney for West Virginia. She's running ads right now on TV saying, hey, if you vote for me, you'll be able to buy the kind of pickup truck that you want to buy. You talk about tone deaf. Nine people died in the flash flooding. Untold numbers of homes, businesses, lives shattered. Shelley Moore Capito working behind the scenes to get her son another cushy job. U.S. attorney and running ads saying, hey, you vote for me and you'll get to buy the type of pickup truck that you want to buy. How about you use some of that clout, not for nepotism, not for TV ads, but to get the president to issue a major disaster declaration? United States Senator Jim Justice. He's your buddy. What, do you go hunting with the Trumps, right? Why can't you and Shelley Moore Capital go to your friend, the President of the United States, and say, dear God, major disaster declaration for Ohio County, West Virginia. How hard is this? And where the hell is our Congressman, Riley Moore? Where are these people?